This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif season 2026 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi about the Union Cabinet's decisions.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflict in West Asia. He has ensured that any ups and down in fertilizer availability or prices do not affect our farmers in any way.
The cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of the Jaipur metro from Prahladpura to Todi Mor in Rajasthan. Mr. Vaishnav said the 41-kilometer-long project will comprise 36 stations and cost over 13,000 crore rupees. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for construction of Kamala Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Indian Embassy in Tehran has advised internationals who are currently in the West Asian country to expeditiously exit Iran in coordination with the embassy and using the routes suggested by the embassy. However, explosions were reported today at the Lavan refinery in southern Iran, hours after the announcement of a two-week ceasefire between Tehran and Washington. The authorities did not identify who was behind the strike. The agreement includes an immediate halt to attacks by both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to global shipping. Earlier in the day, the United Arab Emirates reported that its air defense systems were responding to an incoming barrage of Iranian missiles, though it did not specify the location of the attempted strike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged to nearly 4% today as global oil prices declined following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. The Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while the Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. The government today asserted that sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country. Joint Secretary in Coal Ministry Sanjeev Kumar Kasi stated this while addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said LPG, petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities across the country and normal supply is continuing. All arrangements are in place for polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. The Bombay High Court has declared null and void the Election Commission's notification for by-poll to Ponda Assembly seat in Goa, effectively cancelling the polling schedule for tomorrow. The court ruled that since less than 1 year remains for the completion of the current five-year term of the Goa Legislative Assembly, conducting a by-election was not necessary. At the Badminton Asia Championships, Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty entered the pre-quarterfinals at Ningpo in China. Shetty defeated world number 7 Li Shifeng of China in the first round. In IPL cricket, hosts Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.